How'd it go at school?
Okay. I finished my project and shot. Here, it's for you.
A pot holder. But I thought you were working on a breadboard.
You already have a breadboard. So I traded Amy Jenkins for this pot holder she made in sewing. Her mother's loaded with pot holders.
Me, I'm down to my last pot holder.
I wanted to give you something you could use. Something that every time you didn't burn your fingers, you'd remember it was from your friend Ernie.
Sure. I'll remember it was a token of your high regard. Yours and Amy Jenkins.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Sue and apple pie.
You should have been born a bloodhound. Oh, here, your shirts are finished.
Hey, my good shirt that had the tear worker caught on the fence in the mustard spots. What a neat job.
Uncle Charlie can mend stuff better than any other mother on the block.
Come on, you guys, get out of here. I don't want you to see a grown man cry.
As soon as I make me a sandwich.
You stop all the peanut butter. I'll give you half of mine.
Oh, thanks, sir. I'll see you later, Uncle Charlie.
See you, Uncle Charlie.
Duh. And don't get peanut butter on those sweaters.
Oh, hey, Charlie.
Steve, what are you doing home so early?
No, I've got a dinner date. I came home to change clothes. Boy, something smells good.
Hot roast.
I knew it. My favorite dish, and I'm going to have to miss it. Oh, here, I brought your paper.
Oh, Steve, you brought me the Bryant Park shopper again. I wish you wouldn't drive 6 blocks out of your way just to pick up my favorite shopping news.
Oh, it's no trouble, Charlie. Besides, you keep saying the editor of the Tribune's a knucklehead.
Yeah, but the way you guys are treating me around here, I'm liable to get spoiled. Ernie made a breadboard, and he traded it to Amy Jenkins for this beautiful pot holder. Just for me.
And you keep saying nobody around here appreciates you, Charlie. Even Amy Jenkins appreciates you.
Want to make your family happy? Give them the greatest gift of all. A lot in Whispering Pines. The vacation paradise. $75 down, $10 a month. Whispering Pines Development Company. Vacation paradise.
Mr. O'Casey, how do you do?
I read your ad in the shopper. It sounds pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Hey, there's nice music.
Yes, well, won't you sit down, Mr. O'Casey?
Well, thank you.
Yes, we feel that that music brings one the proper and restful, serene atmosphere of Whispering Pines.
I want the best spot in the whole development. All right, you guys, come on.
Okay, Charlie. Yeah. Hey, what's the new decoration, Charlie?
We can eat pine cones?
Nope.
Steve, pull the ribbon.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's this? Whispering Pines?
What's Whispering Pines?
Just what it says.
Oh, yeah, but what does it mean?
Whispering Pines is the newest, classiest, most elegant, and outstanding fun spot in the state.
Well, looks like a great place. Beautiful woods, huh?
I bought a lot.
You bought a lot?
Yeah, so we got a place to go on weekends.
Well, Uncle Charlie, you're too much.
Yeah, you didn't have to do anything like this.
I'm glad he did. I always wanted to spend a weekend in an elegant, fun spot.
I had a few bucks that weren't busy, so it's a good investment.
Well, that's great. I'll tell you. Why don't we drive up to Whispering Pines this weekend and take a look at Charlie's lot?
Yeah.
Oh, not Charlie's lot, our family lot.
Well, here we are, Charlie. Whispering Pines.
I don't see any pines.
Oh, well, we probably get into the farther up.
Can we stay here all summer, Dad?
Well, that's up to Charlie.
Well, we'll get our cabin fixed up so we won't be ashamed in front of our high-class neighbors. The place will be open the year round. Skating in winter and swimming in summer.
I didn't realize living in a family had so many fringe benefits.
Well, let's drive on, Charlie. Find the lot, huh?
Suppose we stop at the clubhouse and have lunch and get directions.
Good idea. Yeah. I'm hungry. I don't know.
Hey, Dad, there's the tan over there.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie, see if there's some Jasper in that tent and ask him the way to the clubhouse.
Okay.
I understood the clubhouse is between the 18-hole golf course and the Olympic swimming pool.
Huh.
Hello? Anybody in there? Hi.
Hi. What do you want?
We were looking for Whispering Pines.
Well, you read the sign, didn't you?
But yes. You see, my uncle owns one of the lots here, and, well, we'd like to have lunch at the clubhouse before looking over his property.
I could offer you half my bologna sandwich.
Thanks, but, well, which way is the clubhouse?
You're looking at it.
Excuse me.
Dad! Uncle Charlie! All you guys, I think you better come over here for a second.
This tent is the clubhouse.
Come on, cut out the kidding. I saw a picture of the clubhouse. It was gorgeous.
Oh, mister, what you saw was what we call a facsimile of the clubhouse. What it's going to look like when they build it.
The clubhouse is between the golf course and the Olympic swimming pool. You just point out where they are, and we'll find the clubhouse.
All righty. The golf course, that-a-way. Swimming pool, right over there.
Oh, no. I brought my swimming trunks.
I even brought my snorkel.
Fellas.
You got here a little early. Maybe a year or so.
You mean to tell me all I bought was a mess of trees and rocks?
Charlie, I suppose you signed something.
Well, yes, I had to grab a lot fast. He said they were going like hotcakes. I gave him a check.
Didn't you read the contract?
Well, sort of.
I see. Well, I suppose they'll start building as soon as they've sold all the lots. Well, in the meantime, there's no reason you shouldn't enjoy the lot. I mean, it's a beautiful country.
Yeah. Yeah, what I like is it's so, private. Oh, real neat. We'll have the whole place to ourselves.
But I brought my swimming trunks.
We know you do. Well, Charlie, why don't we go and see if we can't find the lot, huh?
It ought to be around here someplace.
What's the number?
197 Mountain Manor.
Oh, Mountain Manor. Well, go on down the road a piece, and then you'll have to get out and walk a little while, and you'll see the signs.
Well, at least they got signs up.
And a tent. It's a beginning.
Well, thanks.
Happy landing.
Happy landing? What do you mean by that?
Oh, that's just an expression, Charlie. It's an ideal spot.
What for?
Well, hopping, camping. It's going to be fine, Charlie.
Yeah, you've got a real feeling for property.
Yeah, well, let's go, huh? Well, I guess this is as far as we can drive.
Yeah. My lot must be on the other side of the bushes. He said we had to walk a bit.
Yeah. Well, I still don't see any pines, Charlie, but
It's quite a location.
Yeah, and it's good to be at a dead-end street. That way you don't get much traffic.
No.
Okay, come on.
Charlie, let me give you a hand here.
Come on, get away. Who do you think I am, Whistler's grandmother? I can navigate myself.
Well, take it easy now, Charlie.
All right, all right.
Are you okay?
Stubborn?
No.
What's the matter?
You all right?
I think I twisted my ankle into a pretzel. Don't touch it!
Do you think you can stand on it, Charlie?
I don't know.
Well, even if you can, you're not going to be able to get up that hill.
What should we do, Dad?
Well, we passed that ranger station on the way up here. I'll tell you, you fellas stay with Uncle Charlie, and I'll hike back and see if I can get some help.
Okay.
I could split it for you if I had a couple of tent stakes. We learned how in Cub Scouts.
If I had a tent stake, I'd hit myself over the head with it. Mountain matter. They ought to call it mountain goat matter. Hey, Robbie, go see if you can find my lot.
Okay.
And if you find it, put a for sale sign on it. Not that anybody would be stupid enough to buy it.
Uncle Charlie, I found your lot.
Yeah?
It's got a cabin on it.
A cabin?
Well, sort of a cabin. The sign on the porch says 197. How about that for a bonus? Land and a cabin.
Oh, boy. This I gotta see. Come on, you guys. Come on, give me a hand.
Well,
come on,
pick it up. Easy, though.
Don't follow you, Uncle Charlie.
Don't worry.
See? 197. The numbers nail right to the cabin.
You call that a cabin? It's a slum.
I think it's a neat cabin, Uncle Charlie. Don't you, Ernie?
Oh, sure.
It's probably a caretaker shack that the company's going to clear away.
Yeah, that's probably it. But do you know something? This is not such a bad spot once they get rid of that eyesore.
Why, it's terrific. Out all by ourselves, all the privacy in the world, no neighbors to bother us.
Hey, here comes a guy. Probably to start taking away the shack.
Here you are. I'm going to have a nice dinner for you. Come on here. Easy. That's the tick, 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 tick. Oh, howdy, folks.
How are you?
Looking to buy a lot?
No, I bought one.
What parcel did you buy?
This one right here, number 197. Say, do you know when they're going to get rid of this old shack?
Say, just hold your safety pins on my pair, mister. This little shack here happens to be my home.
Your home?
Sure. Subdivision land ends with that line right over there. Let's see, lot 197. Well, that's the piece that snuggles right up next to me.
Well, what's my number doing on your porch?
Well, I just took the borrow of that. See, the wife wanted some numbers on the house like the city folks. No hard feeling.
No.
Oh, good. You know, it'd give me a lot of pleasure if I could introduce you to my family.
Oh. Hey, Ma!
Oh, Ma! Come on out! We got the new neighbor folks.
Neighbors, you say? Neighbor folks, Jesse?
Sure, the goose goes barefoot. Folks, here's your new next-door neighbors.
Ma.
This is my wife, Alma. And my girl, Lena Sue.
Hi.
Lena Sue's a mighty shy till you get to know her. But I reckon it ain't gonna take you two darlings long to get acquainted.
Hey, come on over and sit down for a spell. Take all the weight off your feet.
Come over here.
Come on.
Mighty, mighty fine having you people right next to us, like Ellie.
Hi, yes. Good place to see you,
everybody. Oh. Besides,
Cynthia. Hey, he shot you.
Oh, Obie Proudy. Obie Proudy, come here, honey. Come on.
Yeah, Ma?
He's such a sweet child.
Yeah, Ma? Ow! What did you do that for?
Where's your manners at? Ain't I told you never to go shooting at strangers?
Oh, gee, Ma.
Go get, for heaven's sake. You're aiming the bill soon, I hope. I tell you, it's as lonesome as a skinny skunk up here. But from now on, we're going to be like one big family. In and out of each other's place all the time.
You want a wager I could hit you softer than you could hit me? Hit softer? You aim to try? Okay. Oh!
That's my sure rat. Sure is sore up.
I'm sorry, but we gotta go on home.
Oh, what? You haven't even looked at your property yet. The missus and I'll walk you over while the young uns play, huh? You've got the only level lot in the whole parcel.
Well, I, what's that?
It's a helicopter.
Hey, he's coming right this way.
Uncle Charlie, look, it's Dad.
He's gonna land slap dive on your lot.
Hey, Jim and Robbie, come on. Give me a hand. Let's get out of here.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hey, Dad, you got a helicopter.
Yeah, I got it at the ranger station.
Hey, this is great.
Charlie, how's the ankle?
I'll tell you later. Get me out of here.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, why don't you get in first, huh?
Okay, come on.
Hey, Dad, can we all get to go?
Yeah, we all get to go. Wait till I get in, you get on my left. Okay. Bye.
Here you go, Uncle Charlie. That's
enough. What are you trying to do? Parboil me? Okay, Steve, what's the verdict?
Well, Charlie, it looks like you've signed an airtight contract. As far as I can see, everything's legal. You read the small print.
How can it be, Dad, when there isn't any clubhouse or golf course or any of that stuff?
The contract doesn't mention any of those things. It just guarantees the owner use of all facilities, present or projected. So, Charlie, I'm afraid you got exactly what you agreed to pay for.
And don't forget the bonus. Our next-door neighbors.
Did you pay for the lot in full, Uncle Charlie?
No. $75 down. The rest I pay in monthly installments. So that's one problem solved. I don't have to worry what to do with my spending money for the next 5 years.
Charlie, I've got an idea. Maybe I can get you off the hook.
How, Steve?
And I'll let you know if it works. See you fellas tonight.
Had a helicopter service, Mountain Manor would become our most desirable area. Commute by helicopter to your hideaway in the pines. You could ask $3,000 apiece for those lots.
Is that so? Well, now, about Mr. O'Casey's lot.
Look, I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but we're not buying back O'Casey's lot. You see, we've got 24 other lots in Mountain Manor.
You should be happy to own such a valuable piece of property.
Yes. When you put it that way, I suppose he should. Well, thanks, anyway. So, Mr. Hargrove, I was just thinking. Mr. O'Casey's lot seems to be the only level one in Mountain Manor. Now, I was just wondering where you were planning on building your heliport.
Mr. Douglas, What?
The heliport. You know, where the helicopter will land and take off. Of course, I don't know why I'm worrying about it. I'm sure you'll come up with something. Goodbye, Mr. Hargrove.
Oh, Mr. Douglas.
Yes?
How much would Mr. O'Casey take for his lot?
Well,
$500. You got $500 selling my lot back to Mr. Hargrove? How did you do it, Steve?
Oh, I just let his pines whisper to him a little.
I don't know how to thank you.
Charlie, you never have to thank us for anything.
Just don't all sit around here. What do you think that chocolate cake is doing in the kitchen?
Chocolate cake? Let's go.
I'm right behind you.
Me too.
Come on, Charlie, I'll give you a hand.
I can walk. Get out of here. That pack of wolves won't leave you a crumb.
Okay.
Oh. And don't forget to pick up your big feet in there. I didn't wax that kitchen floor for my health.
My Three Sons is twice as nice when you see it twice. So stay tuned for more middle-class suburban hijinks on another episode of My Three Sons, next, only in TV Land.